Many farmsteads are no longer active. Some have buildings still standing, but vacant. Others were bare ground 100 years or so ago and have become bare ground again. It's interesting to sit and listen to the stories that come from people that used to live on those places. What memories! They're the stories of the old threshing crews where farmers got together and went from farm to farm to help each other until the harvest was in. They'd work and eat together. Maybe we're missing something. Old memories are important. Back in the Bible, God instructed people to maintain their memories. When the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, they crossed on dry ground. God divided the water for them. He instructed them to carry some rocks out of the Jordan and make a rock pile on the shore as a reminder of what He had done for them. That rock pile served as a monument of God's blessing to future generations. We should remember God's blessings too. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Ah! Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I've been visiting with the audience about Leo Homan's Substack. Bill Gates has no plans to retire, and he's joining the chorus for crackdowns on online speech. This was an article by leohoman.substack, September 9th of this year. And he doesn't want to retire. He wants to continue working. He has plans. He wants to remain a technology advisor for Microsoft. He wants to continue in the research with his new synthetic mRNA vaccines, which will be used on every known disease. He wants to end poverty. He wants to continue pushing for climate change. He's involved on the war on food, at least real food. He's interested in global depopulation. So he's continuing to use his billions to do evil, and he has no intention of taking his billions and retiring. He won't. He will work until punishment comes. This is why the research mainly on immortality, living forever. Man, the researchers feel that mankind is on that edge where we are about to break find the technology and the genetic code to end death. This is what they're working on feverishly. The billionaires are willing to put up huge amounts of money to be included in the new whatever technology. I don't know how it's going to develop, but whatever this technology is that will give them the way to live forever, they will line up to get it. It's in the Bible. It's in the book of Revelation. They're going to take, I don't know if it's a mark, I don't know, synthetic technology, but they're going to seek death. Death is going to run away from them. You might say death wants to have nothing to do with them. And they're going to beg to die. And death flees from them. This would happen in the years before Christ returns. It's in the Bible. It's in the prophecies in the book of Revelation. And Bill Gates is involved in that research. Now there's the other thing, or another plan that Gates has, and he wants to not only depopulate the world, but he wants to eradicate free speech. Gates argues in favor of digital IDs to verify online identities to help curb this misinformation or the truth. He wants to reclaim the net, the internet. And the Gates Foundation has donated money to digital ID projects in the past using parts of Africa as a testing ground. This approach ostensibly aims to curb the spread of fake content and ensure that only verified individuals can publish information, which means that online content can be matched to real-life identities. But this raises the significant concern about privacy and the potential for excessive surveillance and control over digital spaces, something Gates has never been too keen to defend, according to reports by CNET. Quote, "The U.S. is a tough one, according to Gates, because we have the notion of the First Amendment. And what are the exceptions like yelling fire in a theater?" Reclaim the Net rightly notes that Gates' commentary on the First Amendment using the flawed fire in the theater analogy suggests a readiness to dilute foundational free speech principles to implement digital solutions. So he's relentless on this. And he's going to be even more relentless. He's not alone either. "I do think over time," he says, "with things like deepfakes, most of the time you're online, you're going to want to be in an environment where the people are truly identified. That is, they're connected to a real-world identity that you trust, instead of just people saying whatever they want." Real-world identity. This is the mark of the beast system. This is his system that he's working on presently. He's working with many other high-tech individuals on this technology. Real-world identity. And then Holman says that imagine that people saying what they want. My goodness. That used to be the bedrock of American freedom that everyone took for granted. The right to express one's opinion anonymously or not. Gates is just one of the many enlisted globalists in the West who have decided it's time to declare war on freedom of the speech. This is going international. This isn't just the United States. Holman says that France recently arrested, we saw it 2-3 weeks ago. He arrested Pavel Durov.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360KHNC.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
There has been for almost 50 years a plan, or longer, to destroy the Constitution. And he's talking about the First Amendment, freedom of speech. I believe that he is part of a group, cabal, that are planning to destroy the Constitution, to shred it, to burn it, nothing left but ashes. Not just the First Amendment, but that's where they begin. A con, he's part of it. He has been part of it. And the problem is the truther movement, especially back starting in 2001. But it has morphed into many different things, the truther movement. And now, yeah, they call it the MAGA. Make America Great Again. Conservatives, Christian voters. One thing that Gates, above all things, his number one enemy, is not the conservative people or the patriots, yes, to a degree, but his target is people who are born again. And the Catholic Church is a target, Lutherans. I talk about this all the time. Mainstream denominations, they are a target. They are disliked, they are hated. They want to disassemble. But of all the lampstands in the book of Revelation chapter 1 and 2 and 3, the main target of the New World Order, the main target of all of Christianity is American evangelical Christians. They just shut down in Nigeria about over 1,500 churches. They passed a law. This hatred of Christianity is worldwide. The world is too broad, is too big for them to control Christianity, but they're targeting one group. They're not targeting Catholics so much in America or mainstream denominations. That, again, I'm telling you, Gates and these people, their main target is evangelical Christianity in the United States of America. Why? Not because of the Constitution, not because we have the ability or have the right to vote. That has nothing to do with it. If the Christian people wake up, if they were to wake up, if, let's say, they were to be splashed with cold water and come out of their hypnotic state and realize that we are the great, the evangelical churches are the great, the not enemy only, the great threat to Gates and the globalists. You see, they operate, from my research, they're in secret societies. You can tell the hatred they have for mankind. This is witchcraft. Very powerful witchcraft. They have the money to do the research needed. They have the facilities internationally to research, create mRNA creatures. These people are in the occult. They're in secret, hidden witchcraft. And they know it, and they don't care that we know it. They don't care that the world knows it, because they know that the world can do nothing about it, except they fear evangelical Christianity. If the American Christian evangelical Christians could wake up, come out of their stupor, and realize what authority Christ has given them, the fundamental churches, oh, no, we don't cast demons out. No, we don't heal. We don't perform miracles. That all ended 2,000 years ago. Foolish Christians, they don't know the Bible. And the fundamental Christians are, for the most part, the most sound biblically. But when it comes to the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit and what God has given the Christian people, the Catholics, they won't talk about healings. They cast demons out here and there. But they have no power overall, in a sense. There are those in the Catholic Church, cardinals and bishops, that are fantastic individuals, fantastic. But they don't have the knowledge of the gifts of the Holy Spirit like evangelical Christians, which is basically centered in the Pentecostal churches. Pentecostal churches may not be doctrinally sound, but they do know the power of the Holy Spirit in warfare, whereas the fundamental Christians are much more doctrinally sound, but they don't have any power. And with Gates wanting to shut down free speech, this is just the beginning. They're going to take out, they're going to shred and burn this Constitution after this election. The Constitution as we know it is about to change, and not only change, but it's going to be like a battery that goes dead. It's not going to have any power. You can't recharge it. The free speech, they don't want people to know what God is going to do, and they know that the way that God, like in the early, for the people that are not Christians, when Christ resurrected from, raised from the dead, the people began to speak everywhere about Jesus and his resurrection. And what did they do back then? They told Peter, we don't want you talking about this Jesus. They were trying to eliminate free speech. It's in the book of Acts. No, don't talk and don't do anything in that name. Well, that's what this guy and all of his entourage of wicked, evil people are going to attempt to do, to muzzle free speech, yes, but to muzzle the Christian message that Jesus Christ is coming, and before he comes, the earth is going to be shaken, nations are going to go to war, you can't stop it, Israel is going to have a big, massive regional war, which is taking place right now, a prophecy in Psalm 83, a regional war, not just within the nation. There will be the enemy with the adversary within Hamas and the terrorists in the West Bank, and there's going to be the threatening nations surrounding Israel. It's a regional war that Israel is going to win. It cannot be stopped. Donald Trump, if he could have been elected, he would have been able to somehow possibly talk Netanyahu into easing down a little bit. But the prophecy in Psalm 83 states that Israel, they're under direct command by the prophets of Israel to go to war with the enemies in the region and to clean house and to completely eliminate any threat to the Jewish people in the near future. They tried to, they wanted misinformation in the book of Acts. Oh no, Christ did not raise from the dead. Christ is not coming back. It's misinformation. It's a lie. It's untruth. He was just a man. The people that followed him came, removed the boulder in the chamber where he was laid after his death. They removed the boulder and they took him and took his body someplace else. They didn't want people to know. Rome did not want people to know the truth. You don't think that the leaders of Rome were concerned about Christ raising from the dead? This is why right now the push to make mankind immortal . So, going back to this article, Gates is one of the many elitist groups in the West who've decided it's time to declare war on freedom of speech. Christian people, they don't want you talking about the return of Jesus Christ. They don't want you talking about He is the one that can forgive sins and He's the one who can empower them to resist the devil and his children, the wicked. These individuals serve Satan, and they know the power of the Christian people. They know the power of the what would happen if the Christian people were to wake up. That's why the stupor on so many evangelical Christians, not the Catholics, not the Lutherans, not the Greeks, these others, they have no power. The evangelicals, if they would wake up, do. And some are going to wake up, not all. Now, with this Pavel Durov, with Telegram, they definitely want, they don't want anyone knowing anything that they don't want anything hidden. They want what we do to be out in the open, but they hide what they do. What they do, they want to keep quiet. They want it to remain hidden. They want it to be silent. But what the world does, they want to know every single thing that the people of the world do. And Pavel Durov's platform doesn't allow the government to have a back door into the Telegram system for censorship. They want to control it all. They won't. I'm going to go to a break. I'll be back. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Again, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com for the Present Truth section. I will be back.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Bill Gates is on a mission, but it's not from God. He's on a mission from a different God. Too much misinformation. That's his favorite go-to word anymore. I need to stop misinformation. The United Nations called for a crackdown on misinformation, as has Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. Former UK Minister Tony Blair, another individual in the occult, in witchcraft. He's a globalist. He's also taken up the cause. They need further restrictions on online speech. So what do Christians, what do you do? What is it that the Christians should do? No. God says that there must be free speech. So don't just sit and try to change it with politicians. No, ask the Lord Jesus. Lord, you say there's to be free speech, then you keep the channels open and rebuke the wishes and break the power of the wishes of the wicked. They don't want people to know who they are. But if you look at what has gone out on the internet since the world began to use the internet, all of a sudden the world is waking up to the fact there is so much witchcraft internationally, so many secret societies involved in devil worship. And it's proven, going back to the time of the Podestas and Pizzagate, and all of what had come out with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, going to Haiti to be prayed over by a voodoo doctor. Larry Nichols exposing that Clinton, Hillary, going occasionally to California to meet with a coven, a group of witches in a coven. Coven of witches. Then I get a call about 4 years ago here at the station, 5 years ago, and I'm talking about this coven that Larry Nichols is talking about. And a lady calls, and I take the call, and she tells me, she said, I don't want my name. I don't want you to talk about, use my name. But Hillary meets with a coven in California. It's called the Church of the Hateful Witches. That's the name of the church that she used to go to, the Church of the Hateful Witches. I wonder who all the members of the Church of the Hateful Witches were in California. Was it Northern California, up around Sacramento? And because of the internet, the truth about all of this hidden evil, sorcery, the Bill and Hillary Clinton, members of the Illuminati, Hillary's more powerful, the bloodline is more pure through the witchcraft coming in through her. She's more powerful spiritually in the occult than Bill. And here on this station years ago, I don't remember who it was, talking about Hillary attacking Bill while he's president in the first term, to the point where, somebody was talking about one of the Secret Service employees that had to protect the president, and Hillary's throwing lamps and anything she could get a hold of at him, trying to, you know, knock him out or whatever, kill him. I don't know. It was a, what do you call it? What happens when the women are always beating up on the men? Some kind of masculinity abuse of some kind. I forget the term. But one of the Secret Service guys who was a Christian told a story that he stopped Hillary and said, I have to stop you. Even though you're his wife, I have to protect him even from you. Then later, the other report comes out that the Clintons had gone to visit the golfer in Australia, Greg Norman, staying at Norman's house, and Bill falls down the stairs, and the report was that she pushed him, and he had a brace on his knee for a couple of weeks, and she was very antagonistic. He wins the election for the second term. I'm trying to remember to the best of my ability. And the aggression continues. She's a very aggressive woman. She's full of anger, especially now that she has been bounced from politics forever by Donald Trump. Well, she continued to attack Bill, and she got a message, according to, I think, the Secret Service agent that was there, somebody that knew what happened. And the message to Hillary was, we know that you are more powerful in the witchcraft and in the lineage, in the bloodline, than Bill is. But we chose him. We put him in power. You better leave him alone, or we'll have to take care of you. And next thing you know, she's with Chelsea. She packs her bags, takes Chelsea, she goes to Africa to do humanitarian work. She got the message. Bill was their go-to guy. Who's they? Well, that must be those in the deep, deep, dark state. The deep state is not just a deep state. It's a dark state. It's dark, meaning they work for the king and the kingdom of darkness. They work for the prince of darkness. And they gave her a message. Leave him alone. This is why they want to shut down the internet. They want to control everything. They're not going to be able to do it. They're going to hinder it to a degree. They restrict the flow of information. But God says that every man has free will, and mankind has to be presented the truth so that man and or that so that mankind can make decisions. Without having the truth presented, knowing the truth, your free will is violated. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Article I'm bouncing off of is leohoman.substack. Bill Gates says he has no plans to retire ever. And he's right. He won't retire. Not until he's punished when the Lord returns. He's going to continue depopulation. He's going to continue with research into synthetic mRNA vaccines. We don't need these stinking synthetic parasites in our bodies. And to my knowledge, I don't know if there's any way once they're in to get them out. You can't dissolve them. They are taking some type of messages from these cell towers or satellite, who knows. He wants to shut down free speech. They're going to destroy. Here, I do not believe that the Constitution is going to be, they're suffocating the Constitution. I don't think the Constitution is going to be able to protect the American people and the people of the world another year. I believe they're going to suffocate it, and it's going to meet its demise. There is a new, completely new Constitution, which Obama made it clear when he was campaigning for Joe Biden 4 years ago. He was giving his speech at the National Convention, and behind him on the wall was the Constitution. And as you're facing him to his left and to the back, right in the view of everybody, in red letters, replacing the Constitution. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, what do you mean replacing the Constitution? Subliminal. Or no, I'm sorry, I'm incorrect. It was not replacing the Constitution, rewriting the Constitution. There needs to be the law of the land, but they're rewriting the Constitution. And I had to look at that and look at that, and I'm thinking, right there in view of everyone watching, rewriting the Constitution. This was a subliminal to his followers. And remember when he was running his campaign, his wording, yes, we can. Yes, we can. They all would chant, yes, we can, over and over and over. And they took that chant and they ran it backwards. And the chant was actually in code. Thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. The American people are duped. The American people have been bewitched. They're under a spell. And my target is the American evangelical Christians. Duped, under a spell, mesmerized, deceived. Which should be the great army of Almighty God is in ICU presently, but I'm saying that is changing. There are those within evangelical Christianity that are awake and functioning and effective. It's going to continue. But they're choking the Constitution out like on the world extreme cage fighting. The Constitution is being choked out. Freedom of speech, freedom to worship, freedom to bear arms. They're trying to choke it all out at the same time. The freedom of speech, Christ said that he is truth, and no one is going to keep the truth of who he is that is not going to be hidden. They might take the guns away, but they won't take away something much more powerful. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And they can take the guns away, but they won't take the truth of God's eternal plan for what is happening in the world today. The truth will be revealed. Rewriting the Constitution. What are they rewriting? They have another completely different. Who this? In the dark state. The satanic dark state. They're the ones rewriting the Constitution. Anton LaVey rewrote the Bible. The satanic Bible. These people are rewriting their Constitution. A satanic Constitution. You don't have to believe me. I don't ask you to believe me. But time is going to reveal all things. One thing about time. Eventually, everything that is done in secret is brought out into the open. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back for one final segment. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
The regional war in the Middle East is going to increase. It is expanding. It's going to end up in Syria and move to the east a little bit and south, all the way down to the western part of Saudi Arabia. I think it's the area called Aqaba. It's going to expand. Israel is going to intensify the operations in Lebanon. They realize now that while they have the Hezbollah at a disadvantage, you keep him at a disadvantage. Netanyahu knows a strategy. Once the enemy is at a disadvantage, you make sure he never retakes the advantage again. Hezbollah is done. Hezbollah is going to is right now is trying to get other pagers from other sources where they don't have explosives in them. They can't communicate. And any communications Israel finds out where these men gather, target the site where they gather, and these are enemies, these commanders. So the strategy is take them out. So Syria and the terrorists in Syria are going to will be part of the coming operation, as well as the terrorists in the present-day nation of Jordan. It's going to escalate. Israel is going to continue to intensify the occupation, not the occupation, intensify locating the weapons depots and continuing to take them out. They may have taken one out that might have had nuclear weapons in that attack, in that site. I don't think Israel sent a small nuke. I think there was probably a small nuke in that weapon depot, and it was triggered. I don't know. I'm assuming. I'm not assuming that the conflict is going to intensify. I'm not assuming that at all. I know that. It's in Psalm 83, the Psalm 83 war. I'm finished for today. Podcasts are archived, both hours, on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. We'll visit tomorrow. We'll see what is going to be the great news for tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful evening.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.